adjustment meeting to order. Meeting's being held in the Healy County Supervisors Conference Room at 610 East Highway 260 in Payson, as well as Community Development Conference Room at 745 North Rose Montford Way in Globe, Arizona to order. Bill, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
You bet. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Teresa, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, sir. Mary Lou Myers?
Here.
Bill Marshall?
Present.
Mickey Nye?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Item number four, the agenda is a review and approval of the minutes of the Board of Adjustment hearing on December 20th of 2018. Has everyone had an opportunity to read the minutes?
Yeah.
Is there any corrections or changes that need to be made? I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I would so move that we approve the minutes from the December 20th, 2018 Board of Adjustment hearing meeting.
Second.
Okay, Bill moved and Mary Lou seconded that we approve the minutes of the December 20th Board of Adjustment meeting. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Motion passes. Item five, Director of Planner Communication, Michelle.
Mr. Chairman, the only thing I wanted to recommend is perhaps moving item 7 on the agenda before item 6 due to our revised recommendation.
Okay. Any objections?
No.
Okay, we'll do that. Item 7 is the Beaver Valley Improvement Association application is approved by the Community Development Division and appealed by Michael Armistead. Michelle, did you want to read this or did you want me to?
I can read into the record for you.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a memo that we sent to the board members yesterday regarding our revised recommendation. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, after the staff report for the appeal was completed and the agenda packet produced and distributed, the property owner who filed the appeal now alleges that the building addition permitted and constructed in 2005 and the subject of this administrative variance is partly on his property. The building current owner disagrees. With this new allegation and the reasons provided in the appeal letter that deal with ownership, legal use, and a supposed encroachment regarding the utility easement that allegedly runs between the two properties, it is staff's recommendation that the board suspend their decision on the appeal to the administrative variance approval for at least 60 days to allow the two adjoining property owners an opportunity to come to an agreement in regards to the location of the addition in relation to the common property line and the issues with the utility easement.
All right, Michelle, is 60 days enough time?
I think, well, you could make it longer if you'd like, but 60 days seem to be appropriate, but you're right, we don't know.
Yeah,
it could be in 60 days, I don't have a resolution.
And then we hear it again?
Yes.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I just think it's going to take longer than 60 days to get through the legal aspect of this.
We'll keep in touch with the applicant, and if we get a heads up that it's going to take longer, we'll let you know. We'll just put it on an agenda and have you maybe table it for a longer period of time.
Okay, so you want us to suspend it at this time?
Yes, please.
I would entertain a motion to suspend item number 7.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we suspend item number 7, AV-18-22, Beaver Valley Improvement Association. Application was approved by the Community Development Division and appealed by Michael Armstead.
Is there a second?
I would second that.
Okay, Mary Lou moved and Bill seconded that we table item 7, AV-18-22, the Beaver Valley Improvement Association. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 6, U-18-17, Lance Stuber. Application was approved by the Community Development Division and appealed by Rosemary Paul.
Thank you. Just to reiterate a few things from the staff report for background purposes. On October 30th, 2018, the county received a complaint about a fence directed on the subject property. that it was in excess of 6 feet in height and constructed without a permit. So our code enforcement staff contacted the property owner and informed him of the complaint and the remedies in place to rectify the situation. So the remedies in this case would be a use permit to allow a fence over 6 feet in height and then to obtain approval of the building permit after the use permit approval. The staff did recommend approval, or actually approved the use permit request, but we received an appeal from DePaul, who are the property owners directly across the street. Mr. Stuber, the owner, is here today as well as DePaul. If you have any other questions about the report, I'm happy to answer them now. Otherwise, you may want to speak to the applicant and the property owners across the street.
Okay. Mary Lou or Bill, you have any questions so far?
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Okay, then would the applicant like to make a statement?
You need to come up.
Mr. Stuber?
Yeah. Sure.
We just need your name and address.
Lance Stuber, property owner at 948 West Union, Robert. Actually, 50% owner with my in-laws, but I'm representing the ownership. I don't have a whole lot to add to my permit, but I'll make similar comments to the last time we were here. Talking to my neighbors directly and just saying, you know, I apologize that I did not get a permit in advance. I think my permit does as much. I didn't know I needed one for the fence. There's at least a dozen fences in the Strawberry Valley over 6 feet tall. And so I'm hoping just as neighbors that we can continue to have a fruitful relationship. I think we have had until this point, and I was a little caught off guard that it didn't contact us just to talk to us about it. That it was going straight to the county as a first point of action. So, but here we are. I don't necessarily have anything new to add to my permit except to say one of Paul's points is that the aren't a problem, they're a natural part of the environment. And I would say, and that they don't mind having their vegetation eaten by the elk, but by their own actions, they've demonstrated that the elk are a problem. They have two trees that they've put 8-foot fences around their trees, and that's about, stretch it out, about 50% 8 feet tall. So I would just submit that this is an ongoing issue, and I'm not complaining about your trees, and you protect your property, I'll protect mine, and I hope we can go forward. Will there be any additional time for comment, I guess, or response?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mary Lou, do you have any questions, or Bill?
Yeah, you know,
no.
Bill does.
No, I don't have any questions of Mr. Stuber. I don't have any questions of you. I'm sorry.
Well, I've got something. Lance and Michelle, only some sections of this fence are 8 feet. Some of them are at the appropriate height.
So the eastern property line is shared with the neighbor. And so there's hedges, there's some gardens, there's already some things in place that to keep the elk out along the eastern property line. It's the north, south, and west that are exposed. Both myself and the neighbor have orchards. We have fruit plants or fruit trees that are, you know, almost 40 years old or at least 40 years old. And that the elk are in that area. And my neighbor does not have a good fence. So there's herds of elk, like 40, 50, 60, 70 elk that trample through the yard. And if you're familiar with elk, they grab onto those branches and bust them off. So my trees have gone from this to this. And there's other things they're trampling, right? So yes, sir, that's the tree sides. And they're in a 7-foot tall fence, not 8.
Okay. And Michelle, that would be on page 11, the red line that we're talking about? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
The yellow line is the fence, the subject fence that we're talking about today.
But the red line is okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'm okay.
I am too.
Thank you.
Lance?
Okay, thank you.
Would Mr. Armist, is Mr. Armistead there?
He's cooking with the other request.
Oh, you're right. Rosemary Paul.
Paul, she's here.
Would she like to say something?
I have orders.
Yes.
Especially when you're larger than everybody else. In response to what Mr. Stuber had said, I really don't think it was necessary for me to come speak with him about this prior to filing a complaint, because the fence was erected and completed prior to anything being done or any request for a use permit or building. It was over and done with. I don't think that's right. Because if you own a property and you do intend to make some improvements, perhaps you might want to find out what's going on the county level. As far as the elk are concerned, they've been here a long time. They trim my trees. My trees are beautifully trimmed up and above, like wonderful umbrellas. Sure, they come in and they eat my flowers. I don't care, they're hungry. This is where they live. And yes, game and fish, there we can put up a fence to keep them out. But I think in this case, it's going overboard to put up a 7-foot fence. And I guess I really love our wildlife. Mr. Stuber, weren't there the other day when I had a beautiful bobcat come walking down the road. Went out last night, the rains yesterday, and Javelina has been in the yard. Okay, I didn't eat anything. I do not grow tulips for that reason, because they will eat up every tulip you ever plant. So let them have the freedom. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mrs. Paul. Or Rosemary or Bill, do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you.
I have a comment that I'd like to make. It seems like that we have a right to protect our property, and I think Mr. Stuber, perhaps the family didn't understand that they did have to come to the county. A lot of people don't. A lot of people put fences up and don't come here. I've been up and I have looked at the fence, and I thought it was a pretty nice looking fence. And I did notice in your yard, missing that you guys have big tall pieces around some of your fruit trees. And three, yes. And that may be offensive to some people. They're certainly taller than 6 feet. So sometimes friendship and neighbors need to get together a little bit to come together and make an understanding of what they're doing.
Thank you.
May I have one more comment?
Sure.
As far as the two brand new trees that are out in front that Paul constructed at Elson, Mr. Stuber came over and asked how he did it.
It's done.
Yeah,
we're
thank you.
I'd like to just make one comment myself. You know, I lived out in Brown Valley for 19 years. And I had apple orchards up there, and I had fits with the bull elk coming in. They destroyed my apple trees. I tried everything to keep them out, and I wouldn't mind them coming in and just pruning them back and eating the leaves, but they bust the limbs off and bust the trees down, and they're very destructive. So I understand what Mr. Stuber's going through.
Thank you, Bill. I might as well say it now. I had already asked about what happens when people build not just fences, but additions to their homes. What is the process with the county? Is there a fine? Is there, how does the county recover some of, you know, you should have come, you know, as you should have seen us. Is there a proactive way the county's moving forward to let people know that when you do certain things, you need to get a permit before you do what you do? There's a whole process in my mind that makes me wonder, are we in the county doing an adequate job letting people know that you have to see the county, or you have to blue state different things or whatever? So, you know, I do believe that when you have to come in and get a permit after you've made a mistake and built without a permit, that there should be an additional wake-up call, you might say, to be careful what you do. You need permits to when you do these things. And I know Scott and Michelle have received that email in the last week, and you know, I don't want to hurt anybody, but I want people to follow the rules.
Yes.
Exactly.
Is there anybody else up there, Michelle or Mary Lou, that would like to speak on these issues?
No, there isn't.
I mean, we had a gentleman come in and wanted to talk on item 7, but I let him know that we've already dealt with it and suspended it, but okay. Michelle, is there anything else from you on this?
No, we just are recommending that you consider upholding the use permit decision of December 2nd and the condition that we recommended that a building permit be obtained from our department for the fence.
Okay. Any questions, Mary Lou or Bill?
Has Mr. Stuber done that?
It will have to happen after this is.
I do have a question, Michelle. I read your recommendation and I'm in agreement with it, but I'm wondering why you asked for depending upon the fence design. I understand that, but engineer plans may be required. I know engineer plans can be awful expensive, and on a fence, I think that's probably an overkill.
Well, any fence that's over 6 feet in height, there is a possibility that our reviewers might need more information than just a simple elevation. So this is just standard language with the intent to alert the applicant that there may be some additional information required rather with the building permit submittal.
Okay.
But page 13 is a pretty good likeness of what he wants to put up, or what is there. I don't...
Yes. Right. Mr. Stuber just said it, in case you didn't hear him, that elevation represents the within the photographs that are in the report.
Okay. Any other questions? I would entertain a motion with regards to item number 6.
Mr. Chairman, on item number 6, U-18-17, Lance Stuber application was approved by the Community Development Division and appealed by Rosemary Paul. And I would move that we approve the use permit request to allow the existing fence to remain subject to the following stipulations. Number 1, a building permit must be obtained from the Gila County Community Development Department for the fence, depending upon the fence design. Engineered plans may be required.
Is there a second?
I would second that.
Michelle, is that motion acceptable?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes. Item number 8 is the adjournment of the meeting.
I move we adjourn.
Second?
I would second it.
That's the way it's got to go, folks. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes. We're adjourned. Thank you. Thank you, Mary Lou. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.